You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Naomi Love. Naomi Love. And we are here on Motivational Monday, and I'm so excited to talk with you this evening. This is an amazing topic that we have going on tonight. You know where you are. You know where you are. It's Motivational Monday with your girl, Naomi Love, and I'm so excited about this one, guys. This is going to be a good one. What's it called? Get Your Money Monday. Get Your Money Monday, honey. Yes, get that money, honey. That's what we call this one tonight. Anytime we're talking about money, we say, get that money, honey. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, and I hope you guys are ready to share your input. I hope you guys are ready because I want to know, what do you do to save your money? What do you do? What do you do with that extra money? How do you keep coins in your purse, in your pocket? You know what I'm saying? Because we want to break the broke mindset, right? We want to break that brokenness in our lives, and we want to keep counting coins, and we want to keep producing and earning coins, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. But before we get started, very quickly, I just want to share some very quick things that we have going on. So you guys know that in October we have our Teen Progress Picnic, and last year our Teen Progress Picnic was a great success, and it was just phenomenal, and we had a good time. We had good people come out. We had businesses supporting the cause and people donating things. So make sure that you look out for that, because in October we have it every single year. Opulent Network has it every single year, so make sure you continue to listen out for that, for the details for 2018. And it's a great opportunity to volunteer and all those kinds of things. I think that's all that I have said about that. And then for this show, so you guys know I've been telling you for the last couple of shows, and I'll probably say this every week, that our goal this year is to be prompt, or my goal is to be prompt and be direct and, you know, be on time. So from now on, we have, look, the show starts at 9 o'clock, 9:03. We start talking about our real things at 9:03. What time is it? Oh, it's 9:03 now. And from here on out, we have a 45-minute show, you know. So that's why it's important for you guys to call. Let's talk, and then let's go to bed. Have great, terrific Tuesdays, right? So make sure, after the show, you just always keep in mind that Opulent Network, we have Sundays, Love to the Line with Dr. Navigator, Mondays, Motivational Mondays, me. Wednesday is Wednesday's Wisdom with Miss Lane, and Thursday is Thursday with Reverend Dry Ace. And if you ever want to comment on the show, or, you know, give some feedback on what we as hosts can do better, just reply to the number that sends you your reminder, and give your feedback to them. And we love to hear what you have to say, because it makes our shows better. Now, to get into our show for the night, I love for you to comment, guys, because it helps carry the topic, and it adds something more to the show. It just gives me more. It helps everyone on the show, all the other listeners. It helps take us to another place. So please don't be afraid to comment, and you will hear, if your line is open, you'll hear like a beep in your ear, and that'll just let you know that your line is open. And if you're not speaking, make sure that you mute it so we won't hear your background. But other than that, once your line is open, you're free to speak. So, and if you don't want to speak, don't feel shy. Don't hang up. It's okay. We'll just close the line, and we'll just move on to the next person, right? But I'm so happy to have you all here, and I'm the host, but you are my special esteemed and honored guest, so thank you so much for calling into Motivational Monday. Motivational Monday, get your money, honey, Mondays, right? You guys know I like to get a little crazy here and there. So, as you guys know, tonight's topic is counting coins, right? Counting coins. Why? Why are we having this conversation?
because we need to. We need to have these conversations. We need to talk about earning. We need to talk about saving. We need to talk about investing, generational wealth. What else? We live in a society where money is important to our well-being and the way we get along in life. So counting coins is an important conversation that we need to have. And you guys know we have at least one show every month about counting coins. And remember, February is our, we're doing Black History Month for February, but we are going to have a really great segment. Every Monday we're going to be talking about something different in the Black community. So I'm going ahead and putting this out there for everybody. February's topic for the whole month is preserving the Black community. And each Monday we'll be talking about education. One Monday we'll be talking about money, finances. The next Monday we'll talk about relationships. And the next Monday, I can't remember what the last one was, but I'll make sure that I put that out there just so you can, you know, stay on top and make sure that you share these conversations with other people so we can have a bigger impact, right? That's the whole purpose of Alternate Network. But I digress. Tonight's quote is, the more you learn, the more you earn. Okay? I'll say that again. The more you learn, the more you earn. That's exactly what that is. So we're talking about counting coins, and we have some tax experts here, and everyone on here makes money. Everyone here works. Everyone here is either a producer of some sort, whether you are an employee or whether you have your own business. Everyone has some kind of relationship with money. And one of my goals for the new year is to change my relationship with money, right? There are so many things out here that talk about the difference between poor people and the difference between rich people, how our mindsets are different, how poor people will think, oh, this is an obstacle, and rich people will see this is an opportunity, how poor people will focus on being a consumer, and rich people will focus on being a producer. Poor people will read less. They'll give up. Rich people, of course, read more. And they won't let something stand in their way. They say, you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm going to sell myself to get ahead. I'm going to give you this quick example. It was a story about a poor person, or like a poor kid and a rich kid, right? Or the mentality. It was two kids, I think, like maybe they were, maybe, I think it started out they were on the same level. But they both had $5, right? And the mentality was, I want some ice cream and I want some gum. One child said, okay, I have to pick either or. I can either have the ice cream or either I can have the gum, right? The other kid said, I want both. So the one kid went in, and they sat there, and they had to choose ice cream or gum. The other kid said, I'm going to buy this pack of 24 package of water bottles for my $5. I'm going to go build a water stand. I'm going to sell each bottle of water for 50 cents each. So although they spent $5 on that water pack for 24, right? They sold each at 50 cents, making $12. Guess what they did? They went back to the store and they bought both, the ice cream and the bubble gum. Which one do you think turned out to be the rich kid, and which one do you think turned out to be the poor? That was one of the biggest examples that I heard about the difference in mindset. Poor decide either or, find obstacles, give up, make do with what is given. Rich, find a new way, instead of allowing someone to tell them, oh, you can't do this, they find five other ways to make it happen, to do it outside of what someone else has said. They get creative. They create opportunities to earn more money. So keep that in mind. It's not about, well, I'm not going to say that it's completely not about where you come from. But we've had those. We've heard those success stories. We've heard those things where people say, look, it's not about where you come from. It is the mentality. So tonight's conversation is all about changing your mentality, changing your relationship with finances. So, and that's my biggest thing, changing the relationship with finances. That's why I said that was my goal for this year. Money behaviors, money psychology, that is a thing. Why? Because money is a tool. It's not about how much you earn. It's about what you do with the money that you have that matters. Here's one thing. They always say lottery winners are either in debt or they're broke within the first 5 years, right? Because why? They take the money that they have or they've won, and all that influx of money does is just blow up all the financial issues that they already have before they had all that money. So just say they were horrible with spending, they were horrible with saving, they were horrible with investing. They said, okay, now I won the lottery, I'm gonna go and I'm about to go buy a car and a big old house, I'm about to do this, I'm about to do that, and then when all the money runs out, because they never had a good relationship with money from the beginning, right? So that's what we're talking about. That's what we want to focus our mind on. We want to focus our mind on changing our relationship with finances. We want to focus our mind, and that's why I keep saying it. We want to change our mentality when it comes to money and dealing with money, right? So, okay, here's some simple steps to track what you're doing with your money. And actually, before we get started, let's see, Miss Lane, I feel like I have you on the line. Would you like to say anything? You are in-house tax expert. Would you like to say anything about counting your coins and keeping up with these coins this new year? Miss Lane, I know you hear me. Okay. All right. Well, I guess Miss Lane has exited the building for a little while.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Hey, you're here.
You had me blocked on one line.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. So a little bit of this and a little bit of that. When it comes down to counting coins, I tell different tactics because you can, there's so many different ways. And if you're really interested in saving money, then I would say you would have to take a class, excuse me, in learning how to save. Because, see, my theory is the more money made is the more money saved, not spent. So, therefore, when you get your income tax check, use your income tax check wisely, not to go out and splurge and buy this, and that. When you buy something, you should only be buying things that are needed, not wanted. So therefore, you can hold your refund. I usually don't even get the deposit. When you get the deposit, guess what? That money's gone. So you get the check. You get the check, and as they say, don't put the mattress on your bed. Don't put it underneath your bed. Put it in your closet. Put it somewhere away from mm-hmm. you, and you can hold on to it for a whole year. Guess what?
What?
You're doing an advantage when you do that, because that money sits, and you don't even touch it. You don't miss it, because guess what? Mm-hmm. In real reality, we're not supposed to even be filing taxes. This is just something that they did. So this is extra money. This is free extra money because you got to work for a living. You have to work for your living. You have to pay taxes. So when they give you all this money back, this is free money. So why not take advantage of it and let it sit until another time and spend it the next year so you'll already be ahead. And another thing that I do is when you come home from work and you've broken that 5 or that 10 or that 20, take that money, put it in a jar, put the jar in the closet, and leave it. So every day that you break a 5, because every day y'all spending money every day. So every day you spend money, whatever change is in your pocket, take that change and put it in the jar. Now you can divide it up into dollars in the coin, or you can divide it up into 1, 5, and 10, however you want to, but don't touch it. And at the end of the year, you should have saved $2,400. Should have. That's the average, $2,400. And that's just a good savings. And then you have your income tax check, and you have that. And that's a good amount of money to start investing in that following year. You should be debt-free. That's what you want to be. That's the goal. And we'll talk about that another time because that is another topic that we're going to be, someone's going to come on and talk about being debt free. But that's all I have for you. Thanks so much. Loving you. Back to the line. Naomi Love.
Okay, thank you. So let's go ahead and get into the simple steps. I wrote down a few little steps, and if anybody has anything to add to our talk tonight, go ahead and make sure that you either press 1 or your line will be opened for you. But I just have some simple steps to saving money because like Ms. Lane said, we want to be debt-free. We want to stop overspending, and we want to really work on budgeting the money so we know how to live within our means. So, here's some simple steps that I have written down, and chime in whenever you feel like you want. So the first one, track your income and track your expenses. Look at the things that you are bringing in. Look at the amount of money that you're bringing in, whether it is from your side gig or one of your side hustles, your main job, the IOUs, whatever it is. Going out of your wallet, or how are you spending your money every month? So this means that you are digging into your bills. This means that you're digging into your subscriptions. I don't know if you guys remember, but in the beginning of the year, I said that I canceled, not even the beginning of the year, it was like the last couple of days of 2017, I canceled Amazon Prime. I canceled Apple Music. I canceled Hulu. I canceled Netflix. I was canceling everything. I said, y'all gonna stop taking my money next year. So dig into those bills. Dig into those subscriptions. And find what is it that you can possibly live without? You know, can I live without these things? Do I really need Netflix and cable? Do I really need Netflix, Hulu, and cable? You know what I'm saying? Because you can actually watch the things that are on cable on Hulu and Netflix. So, you know, and then you can also monitor your cable packages. You can monitor your phone bills and see, like, what kind of little hidden charges. And I've been hearing this a lot. They have a lot of hidden charges within your bills, within your, like, car insurance. I heard that there was some kind of thing where they were, like, charging a person, like, $3 extra a month so that they could get a lower rated, so they could get a lower rate on, a rental car. So just in case this person needed a rental car, they were putting the $3 extra in their car insurance or whatever. And the person, when they went back to check in their car insurance, they said, I don't really need this. We're going to go ahead and take this out because even though it's $3 a month, that's $36 a year. So just think if you could go in and you could find every little thing within your subscriptions or within your bills or, you know what I'm saying, things that you don't always
opt in. You opt into without your complete knowledge, you know, into your contracts. And you can go in and you can really dig into those bills and subscriptions and you can see, okay, I don't really need this here. I don't really need this there. That $36, if you find $36 extra dollars that you're spending in five different bills, that's what? 36 times 5, 3 times 5 is 30. 30 to 0. That's, okay, $180. That's $180 extra that you have for the year that you're not spending, right? So that was my first kind of tip. Track your income, track your expenses. We've all been told by people around us, you don't want to spend more than you are earning. You want to live within your means. So I think that's a great way to just start. Look into those subscriptions, look into those bills, and always remember that the little things add up. A lot of times we focus on those small things. Oh, I'm not going to buy a coffee here. I'm not going to buy this. I'm not going to buy that. All those things are good and dandy. Okay, fine. You decide that you want to stop spending $5 on coffee every day. Great job. That's great. But what are you going to do with that extra $5? It's not really doing you any good if you're just going to put that extra $5 into some other random spend, you know? You know what I'm saying? It's not really going to do you any good. Because you're just spending that extra $5 all over again. So something that I've started trying really hard to do, when I canceled those subscriptions, I said, this is now an extra $120 because, you know, Amazon Prime, I think my Amazon Prime is like $10 a month or something like that. And I said, great, this is now $120 that I will have for the remainder of the year. So even though, like, I didn't automatically go ahead and put that whole one lump sum into my savings, now instead of that $10.99 coming out of my account and going into Amazon Prime, that $10.99 is now going directly into my savings account every month. The money was going to be spent anyway, but now instead of it being spent on Amazon Prime, I'm putting it on myself. So, you know, $10.99 or $10 or whatever, it might not seem like a lot, but like I said, at the end of the year, it's $120. And if I find 10 accounts, if I have 10 $10 accounts, oh, God, here we are, then I'm just going to say that's a lot more money, okay? That's a lot more money for me. So that's one little fun thing that I think we could all maybe try to do. The next step that I read up was pay off your debt. And when you're paying off your debt, start with the lowest to the highest amount. So just say I owe Miss Lane $20. That is a debt. I am indebted to her, right? Let me just go ahead. The best thing for me to do, go ahead and knock out that $20, and now I can focus on whatever my next highest payment or bill or whatever it is. Okay, so whether it is my car, paying off my car, or paying off my mortgage, or paying off my credit card, or my student loan, or, you know, whatever. I want to make sure, because like Ms. Lane said, we want to be debt-free. We want to live a life of debt-free because we are trying to do what? Increase generational wealth. We want to pass down money to our children. We do not want to pass down bills. Hello. We do not want to pass down. Isn't that a thing? Ms. Lane, if you're still here or if anybody is on the line and you guys want to speak, isn't it a thing when people say, like, if someone dies, if you have someone who dies and they, like, have a lot of bills or debt that, like, they come after the children or they come after, you know, whoever's next in line for the money, because the people, they want their money, right? That's a real thing. Ms. Lane, are you here?
I am here. Now, I'm kind of confused on what was the question again?
Is that a thing, like, when, like, if a person dies and they have a lot of debt, the people who, okay, so just say you had student loans. No, just say, like, your mom had student loans, and then your mom passed. And like, will they come after you to get the money for her student loans?
What it is, if they were made to be the the trying to think of the name of it real quick. If they were the beneficial of her account, it wouldn't that they would come after her. They would come after the money that was left. So if she had a will and some insurance, they would go through that process. They would not come after you per se, because that's not your loan. That would be whomever's loan it is. But if they were the beneficial of that, then whatever debts they have, they pay all the debts off, and then after that, the remaining balance would go to that beneficiary.
Wow. Okay. Well, good to know. Good to know. Okay, that was a cute little tip, because I wasn't completely sure, but okay, so that just means that, you know, you need to be careful about who you put as the beneficiaries on things, right?
Exactly. Yes, you do. You do, right. Because the thing about it is, some people are very tricky when it comes to that. You know, they turn in your death certificate and they don't pay off your bill, because that's what that money is left for. You're in charge of whatever debt I have left. You know, until I die. Until I die, you're in charge of all of it. So
yeah,
if you owe $25,000 and you got $100,000, yeah, if you got, you know, you're gonna, you know, people are some devious, so you know, it just all depends.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't want
to
do that. We want to get out of that. Thank you. I'll stop calling you in. I know you're trying to do stuff. But no, we don't want to do that. We want to get out of that. We don't want to keep passing on debt, you know, and to our children. You know, we want to be able to give our children wealth. We want to be able to give them money. We want to be able to give them businesses. You know, we want to be able to give them something more. Even if it's just a college fund, you want to be able to give them something to build on. You don't want to have them bogged down before they really get a chance to start their life. Or, you know, live a good life. The next little tip, if anybody has anything to say, all the lines are open, so you can add your tidbit whenever you want. The next little tidbit I had was, it was about an emergency fund. So the whole purpose of tracking your income and tracking your expenses, and if you're not following me, please let me know so I can either slow down talking or go back over. The whole purpose of tracking your income or tracking your expenses and paying off your debt is so that your income can be higher than your expenses, right? And once your income gets higher than your expenses, then you can really try to work out, not even try, because a friend of mine said that we were going to stop saying try, not try. Once your income gets higher than your expenses, you can start putting more money into your emergency funds and into your savings account. A lot of people, especially young adults, I've just heard them say it's hard for them to manage their income and save money. It's hard for them to pay their bills and save money. And, you know, every situation is different. But we always want to make sure that we can at least do those two steps. And it's really about being conscious and consistent when dealing with money management, okay? Consciousness and consistency. We want to make sure that we can track our income, track our expenses, pay off our debts, and really start figuring out where is money going and where does it need to be going? What am I doing now? Where do I need to be? You know, this is still a Motivational Monday thing. This is still Get Your Money Mondays. This is still Get That Money, Honey. Count Them Coins, Honey. We're still talking about that, but we're talking about how to do it in a smart way. We're talking about how to save all that money. How do we want to pass on generational wealth? But anyway, so emergency funds. Saving that money, putting that money aside once you realize that your income is greater than your expenses. You have your expenses on a lock. Now you have some extra room. What you don't want to do is start, okay, great, now I got more money. Let me go buy a new car. Let me go do this. Let me go do that. Because now you're just putting yourself more in more debt, right? So what you want to do, save a good amount of money, 6 to 12 months worth of money. Because just say you lose your job,
You're going to need time to find a new job. You're going to need time. You're going to need time to find a new job, but you're also going to need money to support yourself and support your life during this non-job having time. You know what I'm saying? What is not non-job is unemployment. That's the correct word. So you're going to want to have money during this time of unemployment, and that's what the emergency fund is for, and that's what the savings is for. Or as I was corrected earlier, the savings is for things. So maybe you're saving up for a house, or you're saving up for a car, you're saving up for a vacation, or you're saving up for something. But your emergency fund is for, you know, that those are things that happen unexpectedly, and we know how unexpected things happen in life. That's just life. So you want to have that emergency fund, especially because we're working people, right? So you want to save a good 6 to 12 months worth of your income for those upcoming expenses that you might not, you know, be able to cover. Yes. Okay. The next one. And I already said this earlier, putting the money that you're saving into your savings account. So that money that you would have spent $5 on a Starbucks every morning, you know, so that's $25 a week. Now instead of spending that $25 a week on Starbucks, you can put that $25 into your savings account. And now instead of $100 a month that you're spending on Starbucks, you have an extra $100 in your savings, or an extra $50 in your savings, and an extra $50 in your emergency. So you just have to be, like I said, conscientious about how you're saving your money and what you're doing with your money. The next really special thing I wanted to say, saving for, or not even saving, but investment in businesses. So we have a lot of people out here investing in Bitcoin, and stocks. You know, stocks is something that people are more familiar with, but just like when stocks probably first came out, people had to learn about it. And that's why our quote for today's show was, the more you learn, the more you earn. So you're going to have to learn more about Bitcoin. You're going to have to learn more about, I believe it's called the Roth IRAs and the retirement accounts and the 501Ks. You're going to have to learn more about those things, and where does that money go, and what does it do for me, and how can it impact me, and learn more about taxes. And you're going to have to learn more about these things so that you know what the money is doing. Because what did we say at the beginning of the show? Money is a tool. Money is a tool. It's not about how much money you earn. It's about what you do with the money that matters. Like the story that I shared in the beginning. Both kids had $5. One kid said, either I'm going to buy the ice cream or I'm going to buy the bubble gum. The other kid said, I want both. Instead of buying both at that time, because he didn't have enough money to buy both, instead of buying both at that time, he went and bought a package of water. And then he went and sold that water, making $12. He used his $5 to go and make $12, and then he came back and he was able to buy both the ice cream and the gum and have money left over. So it's about changing your mentality. It's about saying, okay, I want to have more money left over. I don't want to have to decide, should I put a roof over my head or give my children clothes on their back or give us a car to ride in. You want to be able to say, I want all three. How am I going to make it happen? Change your mentality and change your relationship with your finances. And then the last thing that I wanted to hone in was about living your life. And if anybody, like I said, if anybody has anything to say about any of the tips or anything I said, they want to add anything extra, please feel free to speak. But living your life. So, we all like to go out to eat. We all like to shop. We all like to play, you know, video games or buy shoes or go on vacation or, you know, things that don't bring us more money. You know, we like to spend our money on things. And something that I realized for me was that I had this weird relationship with money. I had this this YOLO FOMO kind of relationship. And when I say YOLO FOMO, I mean you only live once. You only live once, fear of missing out. That's what YOLO and FOMO means. Yeah, you only live once, fear of missing out. So I felt like if I didn't get it right then and there, then I would never have it. Or, you know, you only live once, you can't take it when you die, so you might as well have it and enjoy it right now. You know, that kind of thinking. So, yeah, I had that kind of thinking. I had that kind of relationship with money, and I had to realize that it's not about that. It's not about accumulating material things. And I shared with you guys earlier in the year that, you know, I realized I had too many material things, and it was eating away at my life. So, you know, I had to take a step back. Even though I like enjoying my life, and even though I want to spend money on things and use money and make more money and do all this, you have to enjoy life, moderation. I'm getting a note to take a break and let someone else speak. So I hear that we have Dr. Patrick on the line. He was our inline Bitcoin expert. Dr. Patrick, if you're here, I would love to hear you say something if you have anything to say. But if not, the lines are open, and like I said, my producer is telling me to take a break. So someone else say something.
Hey, Ms. Lane, this is Dr. Patrick here. Just wanted to say, first of all, love your show. Thanks for having me here. And I think this is a very important topic that people should always be very, very mindful of. Hello? I don't know if you guys can hear me, but I hear some sort of elevator music. Maybe that's my cue to not talk anymore.
Nope, I can hear you. I can hear you. Let's see. Ms. Lane, I believe we're having some kind of music playing. I can hear it as well. All right. Okay.
Okay. Here I am.
Okay, I'm listening.
All right. So this is a very important topic that I think everybody should be conscious of and be, you know, careful about. Me personally, you know, I'm a strong believer in the blockchain technology, and I think that it is going to be the light that guides the path to financial freedom for a lot of people.
Right. So as I was saying earlier, with your investment, there's a difference between investing and using your money for investments. And Dr. Patrick actually was on the show a while ago, and he explained to us about, you know, investing in Bitcoin and how to use your money to your advantage, using your money to make more money. So that was a great thing. And thank you, Dr. Patrick, for calling in and being a good listener and being a great supporter of Motivational Money. Get that money, honey. Count your money. Mm-hmm. Count them coins. Get your money Monday. But, yes, thank you. And anyone else who would like to speak, the lines are open. But if not, I mean, it's 9:40 and we are close to closing out for the night. But before we go, I guess I just wanted to – let me see if there's anything else that I have here. Okay. So I think the last little thing that I just wanted to say was that, again, you know, change your – like I said all show, change your relationship with money. Don't have that you only live once, fear of missing out. If I don't buy it right now, I'm never going to have it. Somebody else is going to get it. I'm going to miss out. Don't have that kind of mentality. And there are lots of things that we allow us to influence the way that we deal with money. We look at social media. We watch celebrities. We see that other people are doing other things. But that is how they keep you in the trap of being a consumer. Because you just have to have the latest thing. You have to look like the latest person. And that's not always true. That's not true at all. You can be yourself. And not to say that you don't ever need to buy anything, but you have things that are good for you. And if you can focus on getting those things and just investing in those things and purchasing the things that you need, you realize that you have more money, that you either have more money left over or you have money that you can do other things with. You can use your money to make more money instead of using your money to not have any money left over at the end of the day. So, you know, we want to break that broke mentality. We want to break that broke, you know, that broke life, basically. And again, like I said, consistency is key when dealing with money management. So find you some kind of budgeting technique. Find you some kind of, a budgeting technique. That was one thing I wanted to say. So I had two good budgeting techniques. The first one, 60-30-10, and each one was split up. So 60, you pay yourself, and that's your saving for things or your emergency funds. The 30% was your bills, your living expenses, eating, that kind of thing. And then 10, that last 10% was for your miscellaneous items. And And you break those things up based off of, like I said, 60% goes towards paying yourself, 30% goes towards paying your bills, your living expenses, and eating is a living expense. Gas is a living expense. Not just gas for the house, but like gas for your car. So, you know, things that you cannot do without. So, and then 10% for the extra miscellaneous. And like I said, everybody's life situation is different. So if you have to tweak those percentages, go ahead and tweak those percentages. But the thing is that the amount of money that you are bringing in, your income, you don't want to be spending more to pay for your life than you are living your life or saving for your life. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the 60% to pay for yourself is greater than the amount. It's so much greater than the amount that you are putting towards your bills and your living expenses. Because even though it costs for us to live, you don't want to just I know for a fact that everybody is tired of having to work a job that they have to work a job to live a life that requires them to work a job. You know what I'm saying? I know for a fact that there are so many people who are tired of doing that, and that's why you have so many people finding different ways to make money and being more creative and changing their relationship with money. So if that's you, I applaud you and kudos to you. And the last little budgeting technique I heard about was it wasn't about like a middle class, like what we think about middle class. It was more about a wealthy kind of thing. And it was once you get your check with an S, so once you get your check from your multiple businesses or whatever, even your one business, once you get that money from your business, you are actually putting money, you're putting 33% of that money back into your business. Then you're putting 33% aside for your taxes, so the taxes that you have to pay off or whatever. And then you're putting 34% of that into your personal. And then your personal accounts are split up into either your college fund or your retirement or your investments. You know, of course, you're living in your bills and all that kind of stuff. The debts that you are paying off if you have debts to pay in that situation. But this kind of budgeting technique was really about not just being a modern average person. It was about leveling up to the person that you want to be, to that millionaire status, to that truly 15% of the world that can truly live comfortably, right? So, and the key thing about this one was that the people had a business. You know, so this was for a step above people who were only working and they were, you know,
depending, what did it say? It said 80% of people have to work, and they either have to depend on government or family to help subsidize their lifestyle. And then there's 15% of the world who's truly middle class, where they have a house, their house paid off, and they have savings, and they can go on vacations, and they can truly live comfortably. And then there's 5% of the world that truly has generational wealth, and they are worth $5 million and above. So, but again, 80% is a very large number. And again, those people have to work or depend on government or depend on family to help subsidize their lifestyle. And something that he was saying was common with those people was that they did not have businesses to invest in and earn them more money. And you need, basically he told everyone who was listening and watching that you need a business. You need something out here to make you some more money, right? So, yeah, let's change those things. Let's stop overindulging. And when we get, we see that, I realize that a lot of people see a larger amount of money. They say, ooh, I have so much more money. Let me go and buy so many more things. It's not, I don't think it's supposed to work like that. I'm scratching my head like, I don't think it works like that. But, you know, yeah, we really have to change our mindsets and change our relationship with money. So, guys, if anybody else wants to say anything, like I said, the lines are open. I've been telling you guys this for the past 45 minutes. It's 9:46. So, you know, if you don't have anything to say, we're going to close out for the night, and that's our show. That's our Get Your Money Monday. Count them coins, honey. You guys know I like to get crazy every now and then. But, yeah, if anyone has anything to say, Miss Lane, Dr. Patrick, anybody, lines are open. So make sure that you just go ahead and say what you got to say, and then we can close out for the night. All right, guys. Well, lastly, all I want to say to close out is this. Focus on your opportunities and not your obstacles. Promote yourself and know that you are above average. So treat yourself like you're above average and sell yourself like you're above average and find what you're good at and make it work for you. And again, the quote for tonight was the more you learn, the more you earn. So make sure you go pick up a book and look, make it work, honey. Count some coins. Add some coins to your pocket, okay? Put some money in your wallet. Hello. All right. Well, that's our show, guys. And just a quick prayer to lead us out. Father God, I just want to thank you so much for the opportunity to have Ultimate Network as a platform to serve and to share and to receive tips and tricks to success. Father God, and I just thank you so much for everything that you've done and everything that you will do. And I pray that everyone has a terrific Tuesday. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, guys, that is our show, and I'm so excited. I'm so glad that you came to have this talk with me on Get Your Money Monday. And that's it, guys. So, yeah, thank you so much, and have a good night.
Oh, I missed it. I'll catch a replay. Love you guys. Sorry I missed it.
Hey, Sister Divine.
Sorry I missed it, hon. I tried to jump on as soon as I could.
It's totally okay. I appreciate you for calling.
Bye, hon.